Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 13 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, and this is the first page of what's going to be a long stretch of this book, gradually unveiling to you, the listener, the hazy secrets of the vampire setting that the storyteller is meant to reveal to Vampire Drama Club before they actually embark on this adventure. In this story, obviously, Vampire Drama Club is going to go to Mexico and do some vampire shit, but before they go there, the storyteller is meant to see little clues, make sure they have certain information to set up the story. Now, when last we left Vampire Drama Club, Sir Bloodworth, Teresa, and Flash were living it up in Denver, Colorado. Everything was cool with Prince Ed. Everything's cool with the other vampires of Denver. They got to do all those shots of magical vampire potions and get some cool powers and change their clans all around. Meanwhile, Marcus Smith Kearns, self-made anime figurine entrepreneur and would-be wizard, was searching around for more knowledge about the vampire world, seeking the secrets of the world of darkness and trying to improve his magical abilities because he'd managed to learn a little bit of thaumaturgy, which is vampire blood magic, and wanted to learn more. He's the one who's going to pick up a lot of this information that the storyteller is meant to seed before the proper adventure begins. And the first bit of information is on this page. Marcus has heard tell, very vaguely, of a ritual used in diablerizing elders. We're keeping it hazy for now. It's just, this is a ritual you would do when you diablerize an elder instead of diablerizing them the regular way, where you just sink in your teeth and drink their milkshake. You do this special ritual for added benefits. Here is a description of how this ritual works. Quote, "The heart of the victim must be cut out using a dagger forged of cold iron. This brings the victim to the final death. The heart is placed in a clean earthenware bowl, where it is crushed to a pulp using a mortar of marble and mixed with a small amount of red wine. To this mixture is added the residue of an alder stake that has been burned to ash. Finally, one pint of pure water is added to the concoction. Traditionally, this water must come from an untainted mountain stream, although contemporary experiments have proven that distilled water will work just as well." The contemporary experiments are the dumbest thing on this page. And this goes back to what I was saying a couple days ago about this author vastly overestimating how much world-shaking high-level Diablerie player characters are going to get up to. The thing to know about this ritual, very minor spoilers here, you'd only bother doing this ritual on a vampire who is at least as ancient as like a fifth-generation Methuselah. So here's what the author is positing here. You and your rowdy vampire buddies learn a secret ritual. You locate the hidden haven of a Methuselah, a true ancient of your kind. You sneak in. You get past their defenses. You find this ancient monstrosity, despite all of its preparations, despite all of its defenses. You cut out its heart with a cold iron dagger, ruining your chance to diablerize this elder the normal way, by the way. You mix in the red wine. You mix in the ash of the alder stake. Then you look down at your How to Kill an Elder recipe, and it says, one pint of pure water from an untainted mountain stream. And you're like, you know what? I feel like the mountains, honestly, it's too far of a drive for this. Why don't we go by like a supply store of some kind, get some distilled water? It's going to be fine. It just doesn't seem important to me. Like alder steak, yes, has to be alder. Red wine, yes, has to be red wine. But mountain stream water, come on. Distilled is going to be just fine. Ancient wisdom. And it works. I mean, it does work. But why in God's name would you risk it? Why would you go to the trouble of finding and killing a fifth generation fucking vampire and then just like play around with the fucking recipe? Like you're making bolognese sauce and you're just going to try something new. This is, I was trying to think of an analogy for this in the notes, like how dumb this is, because some people listening to this show won't be very familiar with Vampire the Masquerade, won't understand the setting well. What this is like is if you planned a bank heist, and you are going to blow the safe as the last part of this heist in the bank, right? Like right before the getaway, you finally get into the safe by blowing it up with an explosive that you have carefully researched and vetted exactly how to make this. You have all the necessary skills. You have on expert authority, reliable expert authority, the details on exactly how to create this homemade explosive that is going to blow through the safe in a safe and quick fashion. But then you looked over the list of things you need to make this explosive, and one of them, you just decided to make a substitution. Like, I don't have mirin for this teriyaki sauce. Let me just, you know, I'll cut it down to about a third and use rice vinegar. Like that. sprinkle a little granulated sugar in there. For a teriyaki sauce, absolutely. Because a teriyaki sauce, you can make it anytime. It's forgiving. I'm not saying it's necessarily going to be good. I'm not saying you necessarily want to make the substitution. But if you do, the worst case scenario is try teriyaki another night. People do rob banks. There are bank heists. But they're not so fucking common and consequence-free that you can just put on your apron and chef hat and start fucking around with substitutions to your explosives formula to blow the safe. You have one chance. It's a whole thing, and then you have one chance. The idea that you would risk the blood of a fifth generation Methuselah that you have managed to find and capture and kill to avoid the trouble of getting water from a mountain stream is ludicrous, but betrays a view of this world in which fifth generation vampires are going down like punks all the time, in which the blood of the ancients is being risked because some shithead bruja who's been a vampire for 5 years doesn't want to bother driving out of town this weekend to go to the mountains and pick up the proper fucking ingredients for this ritual. And it does work, and we do know that it works, and that's fine. I accept the author's account of this, but the idea that it has been tried, that it has been experimented upon, and these experiments, these very risky high-stakes experiments, for what? To avoid the trouble of going to a mountain? Honestly, this kind of thing goes to an issue with the whole premise of this book and kind of this series. There are other Diablery books. Diablery is like the gravest possible sin and a huge undertaking with a huge payoff and consequences for the setting. And treating it like the normal course of events, like this is just what we do in Vampire, is go on a Diablery spree. It really, I think, it misunderstands the setting in a way that would make adventures like this hard to use if you're running something closer to what the rest of the game line envisions. Anyway, for what it's worth, Marcus has learned a rumor that this ritual exists and it requires all this stuff, and he's heard the rumor that you don't really have to use mountain spring water. You can use distilled water instead, and it'll be just fine. And you know what he's going to use? Fucking mountain stream water, because Marcus may be a weeaboo and he may be a pervert, but he is not a dumbass, and he is not out there risking his undead ass for occult secrets to turn the heart of an ancient vampire into a bad teriyaki sauce. Speaking of turning hearts into sauce and the implications thereof, join me next time as we discuss the potential health benefits of juicing on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.